the Danish String Quartet, one of the most lauded classical ensembles today, is in great demand by classical concert and festival presenters alike. Their outstanding level of musicianship and command of whatever repertoire they happen to play is truly at the forefront of classical music in the 21st century.
Renowned globally for their outstanding level of musical refinement and lush interpretations of classical, contemporary, and folk traditions, offer programs featuring elegant and nuanced compositions of the 21st century as well as the classics.
They played in Ozawa Hall here at Tanglewood last night, and they made their debut last night. Congratulations. They will be playing the Caramore Festival in Katona, New York tonight, and Maverick Concerts in Woodstock, New York on Saturday. Here comes the admission part. They sent me a lovely video last night of how to say your names. I watched it 47 times.
We'll just go around the room.
And I still, right, so I'm thinking I'm just going to let you do them because you're going to do them much better than I do. And I will say, is it Rooney?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you, I was listening to you say your name,
yeah.
and it was, because Sorensen is the last part of your name.
That's
but,
right.
But you said it so fast, was it Sorensen?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorensen.
Right.
You don't even hear the second kind of part of the
Okay,
word.
So we'll begin with you. Tell us your name and the instrument of which you play.
Yes, I am Rune Tonsgaard Sørensen, and I play the violin.
Yep, I am Frederik Schörlin. I play the cello.
My name is Asbjørn Nørgo. I'm the viola player.
And I'm Frederik Øland, and I'm also one of the violin players.
Okay, so how did this whole thing get started for you guys? Because you were friends, and you were like, this all started in camp, right?
It did many years ago, actually 15, 16 years ago, I think. We met at teenagers at this summer camp in Denmark, and it's a fantastic place because it's a camp for amateur musicians, so there's just like this fantastic passion and love for music, but maybe the level of ambition is not always, you know, too high. It's just like being there, having a good time and playing together. That's the most important thing. And we met at this place and started just hanging out, playing a lot of chamber music, sight reading, all kinds of different pieces. And then, you know, we got some lessons with a teacher in Copenhagen after some years, and we started the academy and everything. So
so you're all still together. Like, it's not like the Beatles where they threw the drum player out.
You didn't throw anybody out.
Well,
no, we
didn't. Wow, the room suddenly got silent. I don't know what that was all about. All right. So what has it been like? You're really kind of taking the world on one country at a time here, and now you're in this country, and you have a lot of events this summer, and it seems like it's fun and what you want to do, right?
Yeah, it's definitely what we want to do. What was the question in there?
The question in there is, are you enjoying this process of really bringing the music around the world?
Absolutely. That's what we've been training for all our lives, I guess. I've been playing since I was 6 years old, so it's just a dream to do this, actually.
When you look at, who's the keeper of the repertoire?
Yeah, it's mostly Asbjørn, I would say.
Yeah, we do it, all of us, but maybe I'm the, keeper's maybe a good.
How'd you get the job?
Nobody else wanted it.
Because I did it before and it was a mess. So
I'm the best at checking emails regularly. So
so what do you look for in repertoire for the group?
To be frank, it's not just me. It's something we do, all of us. We have a long list of dreams that we want to play, and fortunately, being a string quartet, we have thousands of quartets to play, so we can keep going for maybe 60 more years, and then we'll maybe have to stop around that time. But what we do look for is very simple: is music that we like, and it sounds like a total cliche, but in classical music, we don't write our own music; we play other people's music, and you would be surprised with how many classical musicians just play whatever people want them to play, or you play what your teacher put in front of you. And pretty early we realized that we are only good at playing music that we like, and we don't like all music, so we just play music that we like to play.
So my question is, it's a baseball question, which is, you look worried. Who is the best first? No, not first baseman. Who is the best writer of classical quartets of all time?
Oh, that's impossible to answer. It's like,
no, you have to.
I know, but that would be like asking who's the best, comparing a quarterback with a linebacker.
Of course. You know, I see what you mean. Well, yeah. No, but the best one who wrote these quartets. That's the question, not linebacker, quarterback. You see,
don't dodge the question.
No, but
what? You think you're gonna get into trouble?
No, but it depends. It depends what you want. If you're a linebacker and you like to kind of destroy people and you're very good at that, then you can be a very good linebacker, but you'll be a very bad quarterback. So maybe Beethoven is the best at writing Beethoven quartets, and Mozart is best at writing Mozart quartets.
That's very vague, huh?
I think he dodged it good, don't think? Yeah.
But if you had to compare Beethoven and Mozart, and somebody, you know, was pointing something at you and saying, you have to do this, what would you say?
Personally, I think that Beethoven is probably the composer that really changed the world writing string quartets.
Sure.
So he would be my answer there.
Yeah. You all agree?
Yeah. So I'm fascinated by the idea of that, you know, you don't play music that you don't like. So you have then in that comes that you have common sensibilities amongst the four of you of what you like and what you don't like.
Yeah, I think so, but only to a certain degree. I think we all we are four different people. We like different stuff, but I think we have a very common idea about what is good music and what we like. But we also challenge each other. So yeah. Sometimes somebody has an idea to some, they want to play something that's really weird or, you know, something that maybe I wouldn't have thought of. And I think that's wonderful because you don't know all the music that you, well, like, right? Maybe right. There's a piece out there that you really love, but you just don't know it yet. So it's good that we're four people.
Right. You get it sort of goes through a process.
Right. Yeah.
It is. Are there things, contemporary music that you look at, things that you would like to do as a group that are contemporary, that are perhaps more global in musical interests? Is that something that you're interested in, or do you like staying with the classical repertoire?
No, we try always to have a commission, you know, on the table. And right now we're actually waiting for a piece by a Scandinavian composer called Frolf Wallin. And also the coming seasons we'll do some newly written pieces. And I believe it's super important. It's also kind of exciting that you don't know what you're gonna get, you know.
Yeah, but I think Joe's question, unless I misinterpret it, was do you ever go out of the boundaries of classical music and go into other forms of music?
Oh, that's what you meant. Yeah. We did record an album with folk music a couple of years ago, and we still play this music once in a while. Actually, tonight at Caremore, I think we will perform some of these Scandinavian folk tunes, which is kind of it's a very nice thing for us to do because it really shows you know, people abroad a little piece of Danish culture, and because, you know, the folk music is, mm-hmm. you know, that's our real, you know, face, our kind of historical heritage musically. So, and it's great music, which is of course the most important.
Well, and in the commissions, you of course can have your sensibilities brought into what you have commissioned. I mean, it's being written for you,
right? And yeah, that's true. And we also did have a collaboration with a very good Danish composer last season, and it was super interesting, and, you know, it's a back and forth two-way communication thing.
So none of you have ever sat down and put pen to paper and said, I will write the next one.
Yeah, I had some ideas, but I...
You wrote a string quartet once, didn't you? Or a movement, at least.
I wrote a movement, but I cannot finish things. I'm good at getting ideas, but, you know...
Have you ever had a band fight? You know, things got really rough. You know.
Really ugly.
Yeah, ugly. Yeah,
that's actually. I know this is radio, but that's actually where I lost my one eye.
Because every band has
a hell of a fight.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
The Danish String Quartet will play the Karamore Festival in Katona, New York, tonight, and Maverick Concerts in Woodstock, New York, on Sunday. And it's a great pleasure to have them here at Tanglewood this morning. To learn more, you can visit danishquartet.com. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure
thank
to have you
so
on the
much.
Program. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.